Hi, thanks for answering. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is the most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Do you feel very dissatisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
I would say very dissatisfied.
Sorry to hear that. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? You can use a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not that important, and 10 means that it's a very important issue to you. How important between 0 to 10 is climate change to you?
About 6.
6. What about healthcare?
I would say 9, 10.
Between 9 or 10, what would you choose?
Let's go with 10.
10, okay. What about immigration?
Mix of defense. 5.
5. Abortion rights?
9.
What about the student loan debt?
I would say 10.
10. Inflation and cost of living?
Cost of living?
Yes, inflation and cost 10. Of living.
10.
Jobs and wages?
That's 7, 8?
7 or 8.
8.
Voting rights?
8.
8. K-12 education? K-12 education?
K-12, that's
yes.
School?
Yes, correct.
I believe that school is very important. I would say 10.
10. Racism and discrimination?
That's very important also. That's
also
10.
Also 10? Okay. Criminal justice reform?
I would say 8.
Okay. Crime and violence?
Nobody wants crimes.
Crime and violence, yes.
Also 8.
Okay. Reproductive freedom?
10.
And by last, democracy.
Well, that's a problem. They would have to describe it for me.
Only how important is democracy to you? Between 0 to 10.
I would say 9.
9. Okay. I do want to thank you for your time. I'll only be asking you a few more questions and I'll let you go. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, the state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
I would say 0. Let's
zero.
Say 1.
1? Okay, great.
Yeah, maybe not. Mostly
okay.
Not.
But a 1 for now. Okay, that's
yeah.
Close. What is your race?
Black.
Black, okay. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I am a male.
A male, okay. What is the year of your birth?
1956.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
21 credits in college.
Is it college? Okay.
College.
Do you have a degree?
No. I needed 3 more.
Oh, okay. No worries. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
Maybe 4.
4? Okay. Well, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to you? Again, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it has no power at all, and 10 means that the vote for the black community has a lot of power.
I would say 3.
3. Okay. I would like you to please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 5 will mean right in the middle. It means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or if you have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. What are your feelings towards Joe Biden between 0 to 10?
That's a 6.
6. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I don't know him. I don't know much about him.
Okay. The Democratic Party?
That's a 6.
6. Quick question regarding Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Since you haven't heard about him, you have no opinion for him, right? Just to make sure.
That's correct. No opinion.
Okay. Okay. The Republican Party?
I don't like them. What's 0 or 10?
Mm-hmm. Between 0 to 10, how favorable do you feel towards them? At 10, if you feel very favorable.
Not favorable at all.
Okay. Still will be
a 0.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Correct. Just 2 more. What about Donald Trump?
0.
And by last, Kamala Harris.
Maybe 6 or 7.
Okay. Between 6 or 7, what number would you choose?
Let's say 6.
6. Okay.
Because I did not know her much before.
Oh, okay. That's totally valid. I know that it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris. Okay. I know, again, that it's a long way off, but if the 2024 November elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president? Were you not able to vote?
2020, I did not vote.
Okay. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
I would say the same.
The same. No change. Okay. And thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, is about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Some of them vote, not all of them.
Some of them. Okay.
Some of them.
Okay. So most of them don't vote. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, I would like you to please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. I want you to please choose a scale from 0 to 10. This time, 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe...
Prevent progress?
Sorry?
You said that 10 would mean...
Oh, yes. 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 will mean you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. Do you feel that Donald Trump prevented or did not prevent progress? Between 0 to 10. Mm-hmm. 0, sorry for interrupting, but just to make sure, 0 means that the person certainly did not prevent progress. And a 10 means that it prevented progress. 5 is right in the middle. 10. Okay. What about a white supremacist?
10.
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
I don't know for Georgia, but I'm not in Georgia.
Okay, that's okay.
I don't know exactly what's going on up there.
Okay. If for you, you're not sure, we can select the 5. 5 means that you're not sure.
Okay, I'm not sure.
Okay. What about Supreme Court?
If I don't like it, it's a 10.
If you believe they prevented progress, it's a 10. If you believe they didn't, it's a 0.
Okay, let's say the 9 for them.
9, okay. What about Governor Kemp?
Don't know anything about him. That's okay. A 5.
Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
Oh... They are preventing progress.
Okay.
So that would be a 10 for them? Or
if you believe they really prevented progress, yes, 10 is the highest rate.
So, yeah, they prevent progress.
And by last, President Biden.
She's all right.
So for you, he didn't prevent progress?
Well, he got some progress.
Okay.
I would say 7.
7. Okay. That helps. That helps a lot. We're almost done. I just printed off some statements, and I would like you to please also rate them. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people in your network to vote. You can use a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means it will not motivate you to vote at all. 5 means you are not sure. And 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first one. The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth between 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. Between 0 to 10, how much will this statement motivate you to vote in these coming elections?
Oh. Let's say 5.
5. Okay. The next one. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120 black individuals in Georgia that still lack access to health coverage. I meant to say 120,000 black individuals in Georgia that still lack access to health coverage. Between 0 to 10, how much will this statement motivate you to vote?
Would motivate me, I think, 9.
9, okay. Just 3 more and a few more questions, and I'll let you go, okay? I do want to thank you for your time. Sorry if I'm taking too much, but I'll do this as quick as possible. The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers. Within 0 out of 10, how much will this motivate you to vote?
Would you repeat that question, please?
Sure. The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodation from pregnant, new mothers, and recovery workers.
I really don't understand the question.
This is just to check if what Chris Carr did will motivate you to vote. The statement is about the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act that was issued in 2022. That act protects pregnant, new mothers, and recovery workers. So when Attorney General Chris Carr sued the blocker in Georgia, it hindering accommodations for them. Knowing this fact, how much would you be motivated to vote between 0 to 10?
Oh, let's say 7.
7. Okay. Just 2 more. The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly. How much will this motivate you to vote? This is an statement.
7.
7. And the last one. We have made a stride towards building black power together. While there is still a significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress. This statement, how much likely will motivate you to vote between 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. And just heading to the last part of the survey. I do want to thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again, and this is because sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. I would like you to please answer based on how you feel right now. One more time, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? You can use a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
I would say 6.
6. Okay. How much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to you? Also from 0 to 10.
I would say 4.
4. Okay. And assuming now there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you're not likely, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote.
I would say 2.
2. Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse? It stayed the same, better, or much better?
Well, for past year, I would say four.
So it has gotten much better?
Not that much better.
Not that much better, but better.
It has not changed much.
No change. Okay.
No change, really.
Okay, good. And this time, are you registered to vote? Or like many people, you are not registered?
I did not reapply for this year, so I don't know if I... But they sent me something. I guess I am on the list.
Okay.
Yeah, I can vote. They sent me something.
Okay, great.
I'm with
when you did you... Sorry for interrupting. When did you register to vote at your current address? Within last month, 1 or 3 months ago, 3 to 6
this
months ago?
My current address, I would say 2016, 2017.
Oh, so more than a year ago. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay. How did you register to vote? You did it by mail, in person, at a government office, at a voter registration drive or event, automatically?
I did it by mail.
By mail.
By mail.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so. I'm
awesome.
Not sure, but I think so.
And these are the last questions. The last questions. Do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Straight.
Straight. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, but living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced. Divorced.
Okay. Okay. I do hope it was for the better of you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No, all my children are grown up.
Okay, that's good. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Independent. Okay. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
I lean Democratic.
Democratic. Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Are you full-time, part-time, retired, unemployed, disabled?
Retired.
Retired. That sounds good. Last year, that is 2023, what was your local family income from all sources before taxes? You can give me an estimate if you would like.
Oh, myself, I think it was about a little bit. About 20-something thousand. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Let's say 22,000.
22, okay. That helps. This is the last question of the survey. That was the last question of the survey, so I really want to thank you for your time. And I appreciate your participation, honestly. You've been very kind. Without further ado, I'll let you go. Without saying that, I hope you have a good night. So thank you very much for your participation. We have concluded the survey. I hope you have a good
pleasure.
Night.
Have a good
Take
night,
care.
Sam.
Thank you.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Sure, no problem. Bye-bye.